I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. IT employees at the Corps of Engineers Rock Island District had to find a workaround to fix the problem with the government bridge camera system. For more than 3 months, Quad Cities commuters relied on their own eyes and a couple of neon signs to find out if they'd have to wait to cross the Mississippi River using the Rock Island Viaduct and government bridge. And that's just the way it was before the internet. Corps spokesman Alan Marshall can't remember exactly when a computer stopped giving the public access to government bridge camera images.
The camera was still, it was still operational. In fact, I could access it from my government computer on my government intranet. But the public-facing server that the webcam feed was placed on was for some reason not operational. So their workaround for that issue was to move it to a different server.
In other words, the original server had a glitch that prompted many drivers in the Quad Cities to complain.
But also the Arsenal employees, which I don't know what the current count is, but I'm sure it's over 7,000. So a lot of people used that camera, so I was glad to see it get back up and be accessible again.
Maybe now the Corps of Engineers will hear some compliments instead of complaints. I'm Michelle O'Neill.